Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text from 1 John chapter 5, who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Dear friends of Christ, our scripture readings remind us that this world that we live in is a dangerous place. That this world is after our souls. This world seeks to devour us, and we don't see it that way. We look at the world and we wake up in the morning and we see the spring sunshine and we see the beautiful flowers, and it's easy to forget that this world is out to destroy the faith of believers. It's easy to forget that Jesus describes Satan as the prince of this world, the prince of this world. It's easy to forget that we're strangers here, that we don't belong to this world, that we don't belong to this place. And we battle against the dark forces of sin and death. We don't belong here. We're the light of the world. We're passing through. It's all temporary. Our real citizenship is in heaven. And that's why Jesus, or John, challenges us with a question this morning. Who is it that overcomes this world? Who is it that overcomes this world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? So what is it that you need to overcome? What in your life, what around you needs to be overcome? What do you do on a daily basis to overcome those things? Or are you not so concerned about overcoming at all? Just kind of lost in the things of this world. Do you feel the battle? Do you feel the darkness? Do you understand the curse? And as you think about all those questions, let's consider our theme: how to overcome this fallen world. Our text says, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one, the chosen one of God, has been born of God. And what does that mean? What does it mean to be born of God? Well, that happened, of course, at baptism, right? Water. And we'll get to the water part in just a little bit. But the water part is the entryway where we enter into the promises of God, and God places the water of baptism and He claims us as His own and He puts His name on us in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and with a splash of water, we believe and we're saved. It means then you are baptized and then you learn God's words. You've been confirmed in God's Word. That word means you're strengthened in the faith. How's your faith strengthening going? The confirmation kids say they're all done. How's your faith confirmation going? Are you all done? Have you overcome? Do you still live in His grace and His truth and His Word? Are you still instructed? Are you able to overcome? I ask the question, why? Well, because Jesus has overcome this world for you. In John's writing, this world, I've been stressing that, this world, that phrase, this world, are all the spiritual forces that are against God's church. This world, sin, darkness, temptation, this world. And you need to know this, that this world seeks to pull you under, to drown you in the desires of your eyes and the desires of your flesh, to pull you under and neath the load of your sins, the desire that's before your eyes, the desire that is placed in your heart, that this world is a good place, that this world actually wages war against your soul. And how do you overcome all that? How do you overcome all that? Well, you have Jesus, right? We have Jesus, and he's overcome it all for us. So you have every chance in the world of overcoming it all in Christ, in the water, in the blood. And he gave his life to save you. He shed his blood to deliver you from the perils and sins of this world. But don't ever forget, you're in a battle. Your kids are in a battle for their own souls. Literally, eternal life, eternal death on a daily basis. And Christ sees you as his soldier to take a stand, to stand up in the battlefield, to take aim against the dark forces of this world, and to overcome as confirmed believers, and you are confirmed believers too. You've made your vow, you've made your statement, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And as people of faith, as followers of Christ, we have our marching orders. It's clear. Overcome the world. Stamp it underfoot. Be different. Live in love. Keep his commandments. Jesus said, as the Father has loved me, so I've loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you abide in my love. So Jesus has loved you. He's loved you with an everlasting love, and he's overcome. Jesus has overcome. He came to overcome this world for you. He fought the fight. He won the victory. Jesus gives you these words of encouragement. In this world, you will have tribulation. Any of you have tribulation? But take heart, Jesus says, I've overcome the world. Our epistle adds, who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes? The one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Overcomers. Our confirmants have been studying for 2 years. They've been involved in Christian education. They've cried in their struggles to learn, shed tears. But they've learned. And now they come to this moment in the late service, as you came to that moment in your life where you come before this altar and you say, I am prepared, I am ready to stand against the dark forces, I am ready. I have been strengthened. I am prepared to make a vow. And what's that vow? That I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe he has overcome for me. I believe he has washed me clean from sin. He has delivered me into his church through the water, and he's paid for it with his blood. We make that promise, and I will follow in that way. By faith. It's a personal thing. Jesus told us, you did not choose me, I chose you. Personal thing, faith. You didn't choose me, I chose you to sit in those pews. You didn't choose me, I chose you to be out there today. You didn't choose me, I chose you to be my people. I chose you. And I overcome for you. Believe in him, keep his commandments, don't wander into the darkness of this world. Overcome in Christ, because he's chosen you. And he's appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. And on this day, you're called to follow Jesus. He's overcome this world for you. Now, I want to give you a little secret. Bring you in on a little secret. We live in a fallen, sinful world. That's not the secret. The secret, we love it. We love this place. We love this fallen, sinful world. We love the darkness around us, despite all the tears, despite all the trials, despite all the tribulations, despite all the pains and the brokenness and the anger and division. Despite the curse, we love this place. And most of us are happy to stay here. Matter of fact, many of us would like to make this place our eternal home, when we know that our citizenship is really in heaven instead of this fallen, sinful world, this world. The wages war against the people of God. Sure, heaven sounds nice and all. You know, the future glory of being in the presence of God and walking on the streets of gold. But we'd much rather plant our feet on the asphalt instead of the streets of gold. How about you? Are you fond of this world? You know, we enjoy all the gifts that God has given us. We enjoy family. We enjoy good food, and we enjoy good weather and good friends and sunshine and spring days. We love this world. Unfortunately, so often we love this world more than we love God Himself. We love ourselves. We love our pleasures. We serve beauty. We serve ourselves. We serve recreation. And we're all guilty. We've all bowed down to the idol of self and pleasures of this world. And these pleasures take first place in our lives, and we seek them. We seek them more than we seek God. Well, given those facts, God's Word comes to challenge you with a question this morning. Who is it that overcomes this world? Who is it that overcomes all those things? Who is able to overcome the desires of the flesh? Who is able to overcome the desires of the heart? Who is it that battles triumphantly against pride and prejudice and possessions? Who is it that doesn't give a rip about wealth or honor or prestige or success in this world? Who among us lives for God alone? As a believer in Christ, you struggle daily, as do I, with all of this. And so as we struggle, we confess we're broken. As we struggle, we repent that this world is trying to make us wander away from God, like the sheep that we talked about last week, the sheep that love to wander and love to stray in this world. We become enveloped in all that, and we confess all that, we repent of all that, yet we can't help ourselves. We can't set ourselves free from sin and death. We can't overcome, not by ourselves. We can't do it alone. So let me ask you, who alone comes to conquer sin? Who alone can save sinners? Who alone came to keep all of God's Ten Commandments perfectly? Who alone bears our sin? Who alone came to suffer and die? Who alone rose from the dead? Who alone overcame death in the grave? Who alone overcame this world? Jesus did. And He did it for you. Why? He loves you with an everlasting love. In our gospel lesson, Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I've loved you. Abide in my love." And so I ask you again, who is it that overcomes this world? And John gives us the answer. It's the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. You believe. You believe and you're saved. You have faith in God. Why? Because He loved you by His blood. Our text says this Son of God is Jesus Christ, who came by water and blood, He didn't come with water only, but with water and with blood. Jesus came to you with the water of baptism, but he didn't come with water only. Water only would not suffice. It's the water and the blood. It's the water and the Savior. It's the water and the Christ who overcame for you by his blood. Remember the price that he paid to set you free. Remember the blood that he shed. Remember what happened to him on that day in which they took his body, just before they took his body down from the cross. What did they do? The Roman soldier took a spear and thrust it up through his torso. It's called the Roman death thrust. Every good Roman soldier knew how to do it. It pierced every organ in the torso. The stomach and the kidney and the liver and the lungs and the heart. That's why it's called the Roman death thrust. And they pierced Jesus, and what came out? Water and blood. And John is referring to that. He's using that language here. You are saved not by water alone, but by water and by blood. Jesus had to overcome. He had to die. He had to rise. Why? So that he could overcome for you by water and by blood. Do you believe all that? Then live in his love. Jesus said, abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you'll abide in my love. Christian instruction, Christian education, that's abiding, learning, going to Bible study, learning his ways, Christian education. Teaching all this to our children at home, that's Christian education, abiding, growing, feeding, learning. Again, our text says, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. Tell that to the confirmation kids. Instruction's not burdensome. Going to Bible study is not burdensome. Coming to church on Sunday, that's not burdensome. Learning about Jesus, that's not burdensome. You know why? Jesus bore the burden. He's the one who overcame for you. He overcame this world. Don't you see? No one's forcing you to believe in him. No one's forcing you to follow him. Not even God. No one's forcing you to serve him. No one's forcing you to keep his commandments. No one's forcing you to learn. No one's forcing you to worship. No one's forcing you to believe. You do it freely because Jesus has chosen you. He's given you the water of holy baptism, and he sealed that water with the power of his blood. The water and blood that once flowed from our Savior's side is here today, right here in this sanctuary. The water and the blood. Baptism, Lord's Supper, instruction in God's Word, the abiding and the growing, the confirming and the strengthening, and God's Word is shared, and we believe, and we love. Again, listen to the words of John. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Messiah has been born of God. Everyone who loves the Father also loves his children. That's what we do. We learn. We believe. We serve. We love. But there's more. We do all that because Jesus has overcome this world. How? By his water and blood. Through faith in Jesus and the love of Jesus, he saved you in faith to love the body of Christ. Our gospel says it this way: this is my commandment, that you love one another as I've loved you. Now there's two parts to that statement. Love one another. Then there's a second part, because he has loved you. And that's why God gives us that commandment to love. And that's why that commandment to love is not a burden. We've been set free by his love. To do what? Keep his commandments and love the way you've been loved by Jesus, and live in that faith. Live in that love. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.